Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast. We will be talking about Ecology Democracy Campaign, and I am Hannah from Hungary, and I am here with two other participants.
Hi, my name is Oli from Poland. I'm very proud that I'm here.
Hello, my name is Darius. I'm from Romania, and I'm very proud to be here and do this with my friends.
Okay, so first of all, we would like to tell you about our campaign. This is a 12-month project that we do between young people from Poland and Romania and Hungary. So this campaign is about being environmentally friendly, and we try to raise awareness about this topic. Guys, could you talk about which platforms we are active on?
So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Also, we have a website. So I will let my colleague Oliver to speak more about where you can find us and what is our website and Instagram name.
The easiest one to find us is in Instagram. Perhaps you find this podcast on it. What can I say more? That in the TikToks we put our work, what we do, from every three place. First, we go to the Krosno, and there we have prepared. We started preparing everything, and we make a two groups: one from website, one from TikTok, and one from Instagram and Instagram and Facebook. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, so in Krosno we made the three work groups, one for the website, one for TikTok, and one for Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And then our second meeting was in Milkoveni, that was in Romania. There we basically made our plans about what to post, and we made plans about the website as well. And since then, we have been working on this project. And now we are in Nyíregyháza. This is the last time that we meet. And we are recording this podcast here because we wanted to tell you more about this project.
This project is about ecological democracy. First, ecology, we are learning about the schedules, how to... It's not about, we are eco-friendly, but we have to seriously do something. We go and learn people how to correctly recycle the rubbish. We collect the rubbish from our cities. And one of ours from Poland groups is to collect the rubbish from parks. And do you have something similar in your town?
Yeah, here in Nyíregyháza we also did a project where we invited more young people and also international students who study here to collect garbage throughout the city. And yes.
I wonder about Romania. Do you do something like that?
Yeah, in Romania we did a campaign where we collected garbage from Brăila, our town. Yeah, that's it. We didn't have other things that we've done, just cleaning the city.
We also wanted to talk about our experiences and the knowledge we gained. If I think about myself, I know that I have gained many experiences regarding the usage of social media, and also a lot of facts about environmentalism, and yes, basically that. Darius, do you have anything that you could share?
So, basically, I joined this project with the help of my teacher. She told me that if I want to join a project with the team of ecology, and when she announced it to me, at first I thought about it and I wasn't very excited, but then I don't know, just like I wished, or no, I just an idea came through my mind and I wanted to do it. So there it was. I was here, and I think my favorite moment from this project was in Milkoveni, because I felt like home, and all of us were in the same place, and we started sharing memories and just talking about, I don't know, life, and it was very great time. Oliver?
My favorite part of this project, I think, is in our first meet in Krosno, because everyone's so excited to meet a new people from Romania and from Hungary. I don't know none of you, and this something we make, and we start to make a good project with a very long term, because it's 12 months. And what about you?
My favorite part, it's really hard to pick, because I really gained valuable memories and relationships from this project, and I'm very grateful for every part of it. Maybe for me it would also be being in Milkoveni, because I felt our group was really close to each other, and we shared a lot of things. One other question I have to you is, what do you think about young people and their relationship and knowledge about environmentalism? Why do you feel like we should promote this message to young people?
I think already young people, our generation, knows about this, because we use TikTok, Instagram, and there is so much of posts about this. The most important things what we can do, make some projects to start something doing, because they know everything about this. They know about global warming. They know about everything, but we have to help them to start to do something. I think it will be a great idea, but I know there are some young people don't want to start something. I don't understand them, but we have to change it.
So my opinion on the young people in this subject, it is that they don't really care that much about nature, and they should be caring, because that's where they live, and that's what they will have for basically the rest of their life. And it's important to help them learn that is beneficial to them, that they need to protect the nature, and they need to take care, because in my personal opinion, if you take care of nature, the nature takes care of you.
I have a question. In Poland, we have so different the weather than 10, 20 years old. Do you can see this global changing in your country?
Yeah, I can see changing in our country, but it will be pretty hard. And one thing I remember from Krosno was that you had garbage collection very, very well built, and every single piece of trash was used in something. Like, you can tell us more, because you are from there and you know what happens there with plastics and with even furniture. I think it was a man from that garbage collection place that came to us and discussed it with us.
Yeah, that starts, I don't know, 7, 8 8 years ago, because our government said that everyone have to pay already for the trash. Mm-hmm. Before this, they was all free, they can go to the to the forest, and this of course it's not it's illegal, but some of them do it. Now everyone has to pay for trash, and it's lowest price for three types of trash: plastic, glass, and mixed. And if you choose this, is the less price for this kind of taxes. Mm-hmm. If you choose the mixed one, is a seriously big price, because it's for one person from family. And also we start making a recycling place, and there's everyone can go and give a old sofa, old television, old electricity. Just everything what you don't use or used to
you
use.
Can throw
used.
It there.
Yeah.
And I remember especially one part where you can get yourself compost if you need it.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a place dedicated for banana peels and everything organic.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more from that point?
In Krosno, they have one of the most modernization station for recycling, and there's a new idea to make this kind of projects, because usually it's coming to biogas. You know, it's
biogas. Yeah.
But they collect this and make in the soil. And every person who wants can go to this recycling station and bring some soil. Yeah. And how about Hungary? Do you don't have something similar to this?
In Hungary, we also have a system where waste is collected selectively.
Mm-hmm.
But I think not enough Hungarian people are educated on which trash can is which, basically, and how they need to collect the garbage selectively, because they don't know which type of pieces of trash can go where. For example, I think it's a really interesting fact that used pizza boxes that have oil or food waste on them can't be thrown into the paper bins, and maybe not many people know that either.
I have something, but in Poland we have special application for this, but in every zone of Poland there's a little difference, but we have application to help us, and we have a price. If you do it wrong, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And this is why the people start to researching where it should be, and I think it's help.
Yeah, for us, sadly, there are no consequences if you don't do it correctly. And many people who don't do it correctly just create more work for the people dealing with the trash. And also, there are a few places where they don't even have this possibility. Like sometimes in smaller villages, they don't have as many possibilities to collect your garbage completely selectively. So I think us raising awareness with this campaign is a really good way to show people how to do selective waste collection correctly. We actually had a post about this on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. In Romania, it's also a problem with garbage collection, because we have dedicated places for the trash, dedicated garbage bins. But even if we try to select the garbage and put it in the special place, it came to a single truck that carries all the waste. And throws it in the landfill, where it gets in the soil and it really hurts the nature. But I saw a little change, because now the glass bottle are recycled, are gathered by a single truck, where they are going to be recycled. So yeah, we are making some progress, but it takes some time because the Romanian mindset is still old. Even if we try hard, it maybe takes like 10 or 5 more years to really get this into people mindset.
Yeah, I think our job is to start changing the people minds. We from Central and East Europe, and there's a different because West people, because they have opportunity to learn this earlier than us. And our generation has to change this, because we have already information, we have internet. If you want more information, you can search us in Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and website. And
yes, or on Instagram you can find us at ecology.democracy. On TikTok you can find us at ecology.democracy as well. And on Facebook our name is Ecology Democracy Campaign. Our website is ecoyouthcampaign.com. On these platforms you can find interesting and informative facts about
us and what we are doing,
and about environmentalism and how you can help the ecology. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, see you.
Goodbye.